I was on your website. It's a very interesting website, and I encourage our readers and listeners to go to it to learn more than we can cover in this interview. One of the things I saw is a little bit of a discussion about the relationship between biotechnology and sustainability, and I wondered if you could elaborate on that a bit.
Yeah, I mean, so we see biotech as having a major role to play in improving sustainability of many ingredients. There are products, of course, that won't benefit from biotechnology, but most, if you think of it, most plants and animals are small or rare, and you can't really farm them, you can't cultivate them and get a sensible amount of ingredient from them. So that makes the ingredient either inaccessible, or it means the animal or plant becomes over-harvested. If we can make that ingredient by simply brewing it in yeast, then we can change that paradigm. We can make the ingredient using a lot less land, a lot less water, relieve the pressure on the environment. So in its place, it has a great potential to improve the environmental impact.
There are some concerns, perhaps some controversy revolving around the fusion of nature and technology. And I notice that your company has chosen the transparency on the issue.
Yes, absolutely.
Tell us about that.
So it really comes from a fundamental view that if I'm going to ask you to eat something I've made, I'm asking you to really trust us. And you know, that means I need to tell you how we're making it so you can judge for yourself. Do you feel comfortable with that? So we're using genetic engineering. We're very open about that because we want people to be making an informed choice. We think fundamentally the benefits we provide, you don't get bitten by a tick, are ones that we believe people understand and can see why we're doing it. But our view is, you know, the way the world is going, you're going to have more and more transparency, actually, whether you like it or not. But if you want to have the trust of the individual consumer, then you need to be open.
And can you give us any examples of resistance to an innovation that you might have encountered that you've dealt with in this way?
Yeah, I mean, we make vanillin as one of our products. We've had pressure groups argue that this is an inappropriate thing to be doing. And we've been very open we've engaged with those groups to explain what we've done. We explain the logic. We don't expect that we win everyone. But I would say that's got to a point where at least the debate is much more balanced and based on real issues than it would be otherwise. I could actually say we've also learned from some of the pressure groups that in some areas maybe we weren't thinking enough about, for example, social impacts of what we were doing. So we've tried to take some of that on board.
So you actually listen?
We try to, yes.